And now this is a dictation for Jan Walsh, WALSH, July 2444, addressed as a letter to Dr. Power, POWER 7751640. Dear Dr. Power, follow up for Mr. Walsh with chronic kidney disease. Last visit December. There were apparently colitis or diverticulitis requiring 12-inch bowel resection with end-to-end anastomosis. He did not require a colostomy bag. This was done at Midland in March. He denies complications. Presently, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. No blood in the stools, although occult blood is positive. Also treated twice for urinary tract infection, requiring hospital admission each for about 4 days. It's not clear if there was pyelonephritis or not. And recently evaluated emergency room a few weeks ago for edema. Says to be doing a low salt. This very well could be related to effect of medications, including Norvasc and Nurantin. He denies chest pain, palpitations, or increase of dyspnea, no oxygen. Incidentally, one of those imaging studies, they show either pills or debris on the stomach, concern for gastroparesis, has not done gastric emptying scan, supposed to see gastroenterologist tomorrow, maybe discussions for EGD too. He's also going to see hematology for problems of anemia. Other review system is negative. I review medications, hydralazine, valsartan, Norvasc, Bumex. Diabetes, cholesterol management. He's known to have diastolic dysfunction with preserved ejection fraction. He has received iron and blood transfusion. He has a pacemaker. Prior video capsule, no localizing GI sources of bleeding. Next paragraph on physical exam, 213 pounds, blood pressure 144/40 by nurse. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. There is morbid obesity, no tenderness. Minimal edema. I review all labs in the electronic records. Creatinine between 1.4 and 1.6. Does have anemia, which is down to 8. MCB high at 98. Off and on, low platelets, although a few months ago was normal. There is metabolic acidosis, mild, with a normal sodium potassium, normal calcium levels. High iron saturation and ferritin. This very well could be from iron infusion and blood transfusion. low level of absolute reticulocyte, only 70,000. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. No major progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Prior prostate surgery, no urinary retention. Does have recurrent UTI. Anemia with associated iron deficiency in the past, presently running high, to follow with gastroenterology and hematology. New trending low platelets, present potassium normal, prior calcium elevated, now normal, mild degree of metabolic acidosis with high chloride without associated diarrhea. Does not require any specific treatment. Edema, multiple factors, including medications, calcium channel blockers and Durantin. Continual chemistries in a regular basis. End of dictation.